Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Dr. Vincent Ho, the gut doctor on Joy Drive.
Dr. Vincent Ho, good afternoon.
Hi, Warren.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you're fresh from holidays, which is great.
Absolutely. Very fresh and very energized.
Now, we are going today talk about something that we're often not willing to talk about, and we find them very painful. We're talking about hemorrhoids. Tell us about them. What are they?
Yeah, hemorrhoids, a very common problem, also known as piles. Basically, what they are they're columns of cushioned tissue and blood vessels which are found very close to the opening of the anus. So everybody has these tissue and blood vessels. We actually need them to help with bowel continence. But
Vincent, we're actually finding you a bit difficult to hear for some reason.
Is that better?
Ah, that's better. Yes.
Okay. So just so I was going to say that what hemorrhoids are, they're columns of cushioned tissue and blood vessels close to the opening of the anus. So we all have them to help with bowel continence. So they're actually very important, this tissue and blood vessels.
So we've actually all got them.
We all have them, but they become a problem, Warren, when they become swollen or inflamed. So we have these things normally, and everybody has them, but when they become swollen and inflamed, that's when you have a problem. That's when they become engorged, and you can get pain, because these hemorrhoids, they have a rich supply of pain fibers. So they can, particularly the external ones, the ones on the outside, they can be associated with pain. So they can be problematic.
Vincent, what causes them? What causes them to become painful in the first place?
Well, so look, there are a number of reasons why hemorrhoids can become engorged with blood. So one of the most common reasons for why that may happen is because of a lack of dietary fiber. If you don't have enough dietary fiber, again, the importance of fiber here, you end up becoming constipated, and we know that's associated with an increase in the rate of developing hemorrhoids. Also, anything that increases your abdominal pressure, for example, lifting heavy weights, that's also linked to the development of hemorrhoids. So that can be one of the risk factors for it. We know that it tends to be more common in those between the ages of about 45 to 65. And for some reason, it actually gets a bit less common after the age of 65. So we know that, age does play a role. And here's a curious one too, Warren, that people on high incomes are more likely to suffer from hemorrhoids. And this is thought that people that are in occupations that involve a lot of prolonged sitting rather than sort of manual labor tend to be more prone to developing hemorrhoids. So, sitting down for a long period of time, Warren, can be,
so
can
we,
be a risk
we need to get up and move around a little bit. The good news is at least we've got something to look forward to as we get older and the risk decreases.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Now, what do we do in terms of treating them? Let's say we get them, and how do we treat them? I feel like there's so many different options out there. Where do we start?
Okay, so I mentioned about the importance of fiber. So certainly optimizing fiber is really important. Increasing your oral fluid consumption. Regular exercise. So, getting yourself up and moving, not sitting down, that's important. Minimize straining as much as possible. So we know that the research suggests that if you spend a lot of time on the toilet straining, you're certainly much more prone to getting hemorrhoids. And therefore, there's a recommendation that the amount of time you spend on the toilet, passing bowel motion, should be no more than 5 minutes. Limit that amount of time.
Should we use a stopwatch or a timer?
I think we can approximate.
Okay. But we don't want to add anxiety to it.
Exactly right. And also some medications, like, you know, some opioids, for example, can be linked to constipation and hemorrhoids. So if there are going to be medications that are more, that make you more prone to constipation, try to minimize that. And that's where a doctor often gets involved, and you can have a discussion about different types of medications that can be linked to constipation and hemorrhoids. So that's, I think, important in terms of lifestyle measures. And certainly if they become really problematic, if you can get bleeding and pain, then there are treatments for that, for them. And most people set off by using creams, Warren. Creams can often help. So they are good because they often contain a topical anesthetic that can numb the discomfort, but the important thing to emphasize here, they don't treat the source of the hemorrhoid. So they provide temporary relief, the creams, but they don't actually deal with the underlying cause.
So if they become problematic, the hemorrhoids, and they occur quite often, and, you know, we're constantly applying the cream, which you said it has the topical anesthetic, so it's numbing it, but they're still coming back all the time, what's the next option? What would we do? Would we consider having them removed?
Yeah, so they can be removed, and one of the options to remove them is using rubber band ligation. And that's the idea of putting, because these are basically engorged blood vessels, if you put a band, rubber band, to the base of the blood vessel, it chokes its blood supply.
Oh.
And so therefore the hemorrhoid will drop off. And it's a minimally painful way to get rid of these hemorrhoids. Another option, of course, is to have surgery using what we call it's called a hemorrhoidectomy. So it's using a surgical knife to excise the hemorrhoid. That tends to be more painful than rubber band ligation. So, but it does work though, and we recommend that operation if you've got very large protruding hemorrhoids that are just difficult, you know, the bleeding or causing pain, those ones that you've tried everything with, lots of options, creams, those ones we'd recommend for surgery.
The rubber band one, like, they don't just drop off. Let's say you're presenting in front of 100 people and, oh my God, there goes my hemorrhoid. That it doesn't just drop off anywhere, does it?
Well, it takes, normally it sloughs off. So the when you choke off its blood supply, bits of it start falling off. So you might notice a bit of spotting in your bowel motions. But the whole thing should slough off after about 1 to 2 weeks. It should all disappear.
We are chatting with the gut doctor, Dr. Vincent Ho, about hemorrhoids. Vincent, there's advertisements on the web for people who mail you some sort of freezing treatment. Is that genuine?
Yeah, so people have talked about the idea of cryotherapy for hemorrhoids, and basically it's like a freezing treatment. So that actually has been used. It's using a special probe with very cold, like nitrous oxide to sort of help treat or freeze the hemorrhoid. It can be helpful. So I think there are some clinics that involve that do use cryotherapy. It tends to not be used so much in Australia, but I can say that overseas it is used a lot more.
Dr. Vincent, before we let you go, what I want to ask you is, there's lots of myths around there about hemorrhoids. Is sitting on cold concrete or a cold surface, does that cause them?
Yeah, so look, that is absolutely a myth about hemorrhoids. The sitting on a cold surface or a hard surface doesn't actually do it, but it's the sitting down itself that actually is the issue. So it's not so much the cold surface or the hard surface. It's actually, we find that people that tend to sit on cold, hard surfaces are probably sitting down a lot. You know, sitting down a lot, and exactly, and that's what's leading to the hemorrhoids.
Dr. Vincent Ho, fascinating chat. I feel so informed. So thank you so much.
Great, Warren. It's a pleasure.
We'll chat to you next month.
All right, thank you.
That is Dr. Vincent Ho, Senior Lecturer and Clinical Academic Gastroenterologist from Western Sydney University. Don't forget, you can check out his website at gutdoctor.com.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.